Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, January the 23rd, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Last week, markets managed to eke out gains in a volatile yet range-bound trade. It stayed in the green on the back of technology, metals, capital goods, oil and gas, and power stocks. But what capped the rise was selling in healthcare, auto, and select FMCG stocks. The Sensex climbed 361 points to 60,622 levels and the Nifty 50 jumped 71 points to 18,028 levels. The broader markets, however, underperformed the benchmarks with the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Small-Cap 100 falling 0.7% and 1.1% respectively. What defined market sentiment last week were a combination of factors, including a mixed bag of quarterly results, continued FII selling, a hawkish tone by Fed officials, and optimism around China's reopening. Going ahead, there are no major expectations from the Union Budget 2023, but that is not to say that the markets are not cautiously awaiting this big financial event and also the outcome of FOMC meeting on the same day. Today, the market will first react to quarterly earnings announced by major companies like Reliance Industries, ICICI Bank, Kotak Bank, and Ultratech Cement. Reliance reported a 15% rise in revenue on a year-on-year basis, but consolidated net profit declined 15%. This was because of the impact of export duty and overall subdued performance of the oil and chemical business. Reliance Retail's gross quarterly revenue was up 17%, while net profit was up 6.2%. Similarly, Reliance Jio's consolidated revenue was up 28% year-on-year, while ARPU remained stable sequentially. The other big result was from ICICI Bank. ICICI Bank numbers were really good. It posted a 35% growth in net profit as well as net interest income, beating analyst estimates by a huge margin. The expectation was for a 29% growth in net profit, but it actually came in at 35%. Net interest margin came in at 4.65% compared to 3.96% in the previous quarter. Provisioning increased by 12% because of some change in the provisioning norm, but overall advances growth was also very healthy at 21.4%. Retail advances, which now constitute more than half of the loan book, grew at 23%, but deposit growth was a bit muted at 10%. Kotak Bank again posted a very fabulous set of numbers, with growth outpacing analyst estimates by a wide margin. Analyst expectation here was around 24% growth in net profit, but the actual number came in at 31%. Net interest margin stood at 5.47%, rising from 4.62% in the same quarter previous year. Advances grew by 23%. As we enter the third week of quarterly earnings season, more than 300 companies are set to release their numbers for the December quarter. Prominent companies in this week's list include Axis Bank, HDFC Asset Management, Bajaj Auto, Cipla, Dr. Reddy's, Tata Motors, Bajaj Finance, and NTPC, plus a whole bunch of mid-cap names, Amber Enterprises, Canara Bank, Container Corporation, Gland Pharma, IDBI Bank, Nazara Technologies, Pidilite, PNB Housing, Dixon Technologies, TVS Motors, Bharat Electronics, and a whole bunch of others. We'll keep an eye out for all these companies and you follow us on moneycontrol.com. Obviously, with so many companies listed to announce their results, this week markets will remain very stock specific. At a macro level, we need to watch out for two things this week. One is the US GDP data for the fourth quarter due on January 26th, because this will set the tone for Fed's action going forward. Second is oil prices, which has been on an uptrend for the past 2 weeks, with Brent crude futures rising around $10 a barrel since January 4th, as China's reopening has raised expectations of improving oil demand. Last week, prices increased by around 3%. Overall, Brent futures have been in a range below $90 a barrel for more than 2 months now, which is a supporting factor for oil importers like India. But if prices keep rising in the coming weeks, then that could become a concern. As far as flows are concerned, foreign institutional investors remained net sellers for yet another week. But overall, the selling seems to be slowing down somewhat. Much of the selling in India is because of foreign investors reallocating capital to China and several other cheaper markets. As the Chinese economy is opening up and there is greater optimism about their growth, investors are obviously cutting down exposure to India and stepping up their allocation to China. Last week, FII sold around 2,400 crores on a net basis, taking the total monthly outflow to nearly 20,000 crore for January. A big chunk of the selling has come in IT and telecom, while buying was seen in metals and mining, obviously because of China reopening-led optimism. One interesting thing is the dollar index is actually weakening, which is actually a favorable trend for all emerging markets. But we are seeing outflows because of what I explained, reallocation of capital into China and several other destinations like Hong Kong, South Korea, Thailand and so on, which are much cheaper. But on the flip side, the domestic institutional investors have created a strong support, buying nearly 3,400 crores on a net basis in the past week, and they're buying so far in the current month itself is about 16,000 crores, not too far away from the kind of selling that we are seeing from the FIIs. This week, Nifty should trade in a well-defined trading range of 17,800 to 18,250. But this range is getting narrower. So technical analysts say that soon there should be a breakout or a breakdown. A similar move actually happened same time last year when Nifty formed a similar technical pattern in the second and third week of January before exploding in the fourth week ahead of the budget. On the upside, if Nifty manages to take out the 50-day moving average of 18,250, then one can expect a rally towards 18,500 and 18,650 levels. On the downside, a cluster of 20 and 100 DMA of 18,040 to 17,940 is an immediate demand zone, while 17,800 is a sacrosanct support level according to technical analysts. That's all from me today. Have a great trading day and a fabulous week ahead.